Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you for the restorer of my soul. Oh, God. Thank you for your tender mercies, Lord, that just pour forth. And God, where truly is that crushed one, Lord God, and how you'll pour forth that oil, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And God, thank you, Lord, that you've caused us to come gladly and to bow at your feet, Lord, and there with our tears, Jesus. We anoint thee, the anointed one. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let it just flow out of our lives. Let us understand that this is a working God. As brother said, when I come forth, I'm going to come forth more precious than gold tried in the fire. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we don't sorrow as them that have no hope. Oh, God, we are not defeated, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we are more than victors. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Oh, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let us receive. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, Jesus, God, thank you. You are breaking it forth this morning. And yes, something's happening today. We give you the praise. We give all of our confidences in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Oh, how wonderful to be full of the joy of the Lord. Praise His name. And that's what we're built for. Hallelujah. And matter of fact, ever expanding, praise be His name. Psalm 103:5. Psalm 103, verse 5. It says there, "Who satisfies my mouth with good things." Do you hear that? "Satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Oh, amen. That trip this past week, I'll tell you, this just poured forth. I mean, it broke forth. If I had a beard, it'd be dripping down. And it was so awesome. But I had such a privilege to gather with one of the saints in this meeting, their family, and what a precious family. And as we gathered there, one of the most precious things I ever heard said about a saint in this meeting, and it was said by a nephew of hers. He said, "You know, since Auntie has been attending your meeting, she's young again." I said, "What'd you say?" He said, "She's young again." And I said, "Praise be to God. What, again, the evidence of bridal truth?" It's always going to be that way. Falling in love with bridal truth, falling in love with Paul's gospel, will always do that. Oh, yes. Now, they called Paul the aged, but he said even though that this flesh, in a sense, this outward man, it might perish day by day, that inward man is renewed, praise God, moment by moment, amen. Praise God. He weakens me in the way, but that's just for Him to grow stronger in my life. And I know that. But she's young again. See, that's what the passion message will do. See, they talk about the passion. I'll tell you what, you know the passion. And that's exactly what this is, the message that puts the passion of the love of God in your life. It causes you to be even like a young lover, as we have read many times, like the Song of Solomon. And I want you to make sure you understand this. This isn't about your physical age. This is about the age of your heart. And as we read here, it says there's even more, because it says it's being young again, not just being young again, but being young again like an eagle. Now, that's kind of interesting. You think about, what does an eagle have to do with being young again? Well, everything. If you look at it in the Word of God, it's everything. Because the eagle in the Word of God speaks of overcoming. It speaks of soaring above. It speaks of rising up. It speaks of mounting up. It speaks of taking flight into the heavens and dwelling there. And dwelling there in mind and dwelling there in attitude. It causes you to see the things of life from above as opposed to seeing the things of this earth here. When you see them here, you're defeated. When you see them from above, you see that they're ordered. You see that you have before ordained good works that you walk therein. Amen? It's so amazing how someone can see the exact same thing as you, but they see it in a completely different way. And I'm even talking about you and me. How we can see something and we say, oh my goodness, this is going to just defeat, destroy, or whatever. And then faith comes in. And praise be to God, you say, oh Lord, this is the opportunity for more growth. This is the opportunity, praise the Lord, for me to begin to have faith, praise God, that actually even moves a mountain. Praise his name. Yeah, that's what he's bringing us to, praise his name. Now, this is what happens from feeding on good things. This word good things means a lot of things. That's what the word of God always does. Manifold, amen? But this good things means excellent things. So it's not just good, it's the excellent things. But then this mouth that feeds upon it doesn't necessarily even mean a mouth. It means decorated with ornaments. That's kind of getting interesting, isn't it? Brother, why does the Lord always do this? Because he wants you to search these things out. He wants you to really understand, in a sense, of how deep my love is for you. It's like you say, you can get a love letter, but then did you just read it once if you were really in love with that person? Or did you read that thing? Let's analyze. What is really in that heart for me? Well, that's the word of God. Are you going to analyze it and say, what really is in the heart of God for me? Well, this means the ornaments, to be decorated with ornaments, and specifically ornaments put upon a horse. Oh, it's even getting wild, isn't it? See, the word of God, it's all over the place. It's so incredible and amazing. Now you think about it, why would it say about that decorated with ornaments like a horse? Well, because in those days, those that would ride upon decorated horses were always the king and the queen. They were always the royalty that would go out there. The ones that would even go into the battle. Amen. Praise God. What do you think about Rebecca? Remember when she went down to the well there? And it said that she was given those ornaments or decorated with them. And what were they? They were the bracelets and the earrings. It was really basically the proposal of the heart of the king. I want you. You feed on those excellent things. You do. By the grace of God, now let it saturate you. And you know what will happen? You'll be young again. You'll be young in here again. See, what happens, I think, sometimes is when we get stressed, even as people, you know, when you have stress on your face, you don't look young. You don't look good. It makes you older. They say that stress actually ages people, even ages you on the inside. But if you really think about it, we're all going to receive stress. Matter of fact, they're called trials and temptations. Amen? They'll stress you. But are they going to stress you out or stress you up? See, that's the difference. Every one of us is going to face these things. And matter of fact, as Christians, in a lot of ways, we face them even more intensely. Because a lot of times we think, Lord, why? And I don't want this thing. As Paul said, as Paul had walked with the Lord all those years, and he said, Lord, I want this thorn taken from me. It was a stress. It was. But then it became his joy. It became his victory. It became his relief of relief. Because he got it. Without that thorn, he would have never won God's best. Without that thorn, he would have been exalted and puffed up and thought somehow maybe it was his goodness of walking a religious way as opposed to the grace and the mercy of the Lord that kept him all the time. Amen? So we thank God for this. We give God all the praise that we know these things. But see, this is what happens when we feast upon the good things, the excellent things. If you think about it for our lives and what we've heard, truth in love. See, I just love that phrase because I thank God for his truth, but I really thank God for his truth in love. And I take that personally because I know that his truth is in love with me. It's not truth just to be truth. It was truth for me. It was truth for love letters that were for me. Amen. You've heard many times people say, if it was just one, he would have done it. Well, I'm that one. Are you that one? Praise God. Are you that special to the Lord? Yes, you are. All because of grace and mercy. All because the Father wanted to magnify only his Son, because you know you never deserved it. Matter of fact, we deserve the exact opposite, but yet he gave us mercy, which gave us the exact opposite. Praise God. And I love that, because then we know that we have nothing to glory in but him. We have nothing to give praise for but that precious blood that was given and poured forth by our precious Lord. Hallelujah. Now, that is what happens when we feed upon those excellent things. Think of it like this. In the Song of Solomon, it all begins, "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth." Beautiful, isn't it? That's actually a wonderful love story. It brings forth this passion that this king has for this lady. This lady that doesn't think that she is worthy, that she deserves it, anything. But she gets it that, you know what? He just loves me. I'm it. I don't know how it happened, but he loves me. So she gets that encouragement to say, you know what? He's so smitten with me, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Here it goes. Here it is. This is the kisses of his mouth. It's the word of the Lord. Will you allow him to kiss you? Will you allow him to continue to kiss you and to fill you up? You talk about ornaments and equipped for war. That's exactly what those kisses are. They equip you for warfare. And that warfare oftentimes with this guy is, I live in this thing and I fail. And I know, as Brother Paul said, the good that I would I do not, but the evil that I would not that I do. And those types of things continue to happen. And sometimes they can get upon your mind and they kind of weigh you down when you look at it from down here. But when you begin to soar and you look at it from up there, you begin to understand about those things. You begin to understand about the praise and the glory of the Lord and the beauty of faith in Christ, the beauty of the grace of God that is all powerful, that gives you all sufficiency for all things to superabound to every good work. You begin to have confidence in grace, amen? You don't begin to just isolate one part of your life and say, oh, I've got to fix this. No, you know that you need more wine in the wineskin, and that wine will take care of that. Once again, we go back to being in love. When you're in love, you don't think about anything else. When you're in love, it's amazing. Things that you used to think about leave you alone. Isn't that something? Isn't that what happened as you've been drawn into the Word of God and caused your life to go on in the things of Christ? Those people that you thought were so dear to your life and so needful to your life, they fell away, didn't they? Because you were drawn by love. Love took you away from that. You didn't say goodbye. You just went to love. And that love takes care of it. Amen. And it never stops. It's always the same. It just gets more immense and yet more exact. Because it might have been these things that were so obvious to your life. Now it's even those little things that the Lord, he's perfecting, he's completing. But it's all in the grace of God. Now, that's what's missing from a lot of Christians' lives. And I'm talking about Christians that know the Word of God. They quit letting the Lord kiss them. They grow old, in a sense, in heart. You don't want to grow old in heart. You want to grow young in heart. You want to have that lover, that young role lover heart. And I was thankful to God as I was being ministered this to the Lord as I was away. I began to think of our elderly ones in our meeting. Praise be to God. Some of the youngest hearts that we have in this whole place are resting in the oldest vessels that we have in this place. And it's the truth. Amen? Praise God. But you can ask them, it wasn't always like that, was it, sisters? Amen? It wasn't always like that. And we know that. You ask them what changed them. And it's the same thing that changes you and changes me. It's called the love message. It's the love message. They embraced the lover of their soul. Glory took over. The word became to them like it was with David in Psalm 119. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. They realized how much Jesus is in love with them. They got to the place of the Shulamite where it wasn't, my beloved is mine. That's a precious thing to understand. But at the very end, she realizes the whole thing is all about I am my beloved's, and it's his desire that is toward me. You've heard the expression, get over yourself? Get over yourself. If you keep looking to you for the love, it'll never come. It's already all there. You already have all of that. As I wrote to that sweet brother this morning, you're highly favored. He circled you out a long time ago. Now just embrace it. Just run. Just say, thank you, Lord. I'm it. I'm yours. I'm not my own. And how wonderful life becomes. How you begin to mount up on these wings of eagles that we're talking about today. And how tremendous, once again, the evidence is in this place. The effectual working of the power of the love of God. I'm not ashamed to say that I know that the readied wife for Jesus is present here today. The reason I can say that, it isn't because of you. It's because of this gospel. It's because of what is planted by this gospel. What is grown in this gospel. You plant Paul's gospel, you'll have a readied wife. Amazing, is it not? And without it, you won't have it. It has to have that nurturing. It has to have that encouragement. It has to have that depth of truth in love. Amen? But see, this is what is so wonderful, brothers and sisters, is that we say that, and it's not to magnify any life here, but it's to magnify grace. I mean, that's what's so precious. We look around here, look at all of us. Man, this is total grace. Really, come on now. You know this. And so many here have known me from a little guy. And all you can say, that is total grace. That guy, and it's okay. Why would I want it to be anything else? It's just the mercy of the Lord. It changed me. It changed me. And the truth and the love of God was, thank God, it was abundant around my life. I knew the Lord. I thank God I was filled as a young man. But then, praise God, the love of God. Oh, my goodness. I ran into it. Hallelujah. Praise God, I felt like I got run over. But then in his faithfulness, he put me right on top of it. And I ride. And it's glorious. It's tremendous. And you know it because this is what we have. And that's why, brothers and sisters, we can point to that. And we want to be drawn to that. And we want to follow after that are the lovers of grace and the lovers of mercy. Yes. Those are the ones that will have that youthful heart. I want to talk about the eagle for a second. An eagle has over 7,000 feathers covering their body. It's amazing. 7,000. And they're absolutely perfectly shaped. Every one of them are absolutely different. They're all aerodynamic, but they all serve different purposes and things. And they all move individually. Isn't it amazing? They can all move individually and in exact orders and things for every type of flight, every type of weather. But there's something very specific about an eagle is that, and with all birds, but especially with eagles, is that those feathers have to be renewed all the time. All the time. They have to have new feathers. And with an eagle, what happens is they're continually renewed. And head to toe renewed. Even the top of the head, little feathers, to where the talon starts, you know. But they need that feather to come on them twice a year. So twice a year, those feathers are continually replaced. And that's very rare for birds. But for birds like eagles, it's because they live in harsh conditions. Did you hear that? harsh conditions, rough places, that they have to have those feathers replaced all the time. They get weathered, they get injured. And as I was reading that, I said, oh my goodness, that sounds like me. Amen. Hey, we're tender people. I like to say tender. We can also throw in messed up. But we're tender. We love great. We hurt big. We expect a lot in the Lord. And it can be really disappointing at times and heartbreaking. I think more immense than any natural man, because it's the heart of God that God has given us. And I got to thinking about, oh Lord, I need this renewing all the time. I need that renewing all the time because I need to have those excellent things all the time. We need to hear this all the time. That's why the word of God says, give the more earnest heed to the things which you have heard. See, this is never going to change. The word of God never changes. It's always the same. Amen. As Brother Paul said, preach no other gospel. If I preach another gospel, let me be accursed. Get me out of here. If I came and said, hey, look, I've got this great new way to do this, and this is going to be more sensational. We're going to bring more people in. Stop the nonsense. We're almost done. This is almost finished, praise God. Our time is almost here. That trumpet is about to blast. And I pray that we live that way every single moment. That, Lord, thank you, Lord, that you have kept me in this way. As brother prayed, thank you, Lord, I didn't go another way. Brother Joe was in my office almost dancing on my desk this morning. Thank you, God, you've kept me by grace in this way. I didn't move from it. The only thing you've done is you move me more toward it. Thank you, Lord. It's so divine. It's so wonderful. He didn't let us go. Oh, others thought there's no way. Others thought that ain't going to last. Ha! You haven't seen the work of God in those that he loves. Now, I want to mount up today. I do. I think you want to mount up today. Well, it's happening because this is the time that we're saturating in Paul's gospel. We're saturating in this bridal truth. Now ask the Lord. Say, Lord, turn on the believing in my life. Let me believe this for me. Once again, if you were the only one, which in a way you are, because you're the one for him. You're the ear that he has given that's hearing today. It's your ear and your ear and your ear. Amen. He's after you. This is God we're talking about. And I don't know how he does it, but he does it that I'm the only one. I am his favorite. And you're his favorite. And it's okay. Isn't it wonderful that you know that, son? Oh, I know that. Do you know that, John? Yes, you do. He plucked you out, man. You know it. Oh, I'm delirious. I'm delirious in him. How he loves me. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Come on, Matt. Get up. Say, Lord, I love you. Amen. I love you, Lord. Thank you. Praise God. That's a man of God. Be bold in the Lord. It's all right. When you're in love, you don't think about what everybody else is thinking. You don't care. Think of David once again. He danced naked before the Lord in front of the congregation. It didn't matter. Those that despised the Lord were insulting him. Did you hear that? Those that despised the Lord insulted him. Now, the word will lift you out of the cares of this life. It'll do it, brother. Always has, always will. It'll lift you out of the affections of this world. It will, honey. Amen? It will lift you out of the sorrows and the griefs and the heartaches and the disappointments that destroy the mightiest of men. but cannot touch the sons of God. Do you know this for you? Do you know this for you? Praise God, this is ours. Now, feel the feathers coming. Do you feel the feathers coming? Amen. I was looking at it, you know, them molt, when those birds molt, they don't look right. They look sick. Amen. They look just like old Gilead. You're too weak. They look like David. You're too young. They look like Paul. You're too wicked. They look like Job. You're done. And we say, oh no, I'm just molting. I'm just molting. New feathers coming. I might not look right to you, but I'm perfect to him. Amen. See, that's Thanksgiving, isn't it? And I'll tell you what, you begin to soar in that. And you're soaring in that right now. Now, don't need to stop. That word's always with you. Always with you. And I'll tell you, I'm soaring high. I'm soaring high. And I promise, and I know someday, you ain't going to see me no more. You ain't going to see me no more. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful, Bob? Isn't he wonderful? Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the joy today. Lord, thank you that, again, the power of God, the power of your might, that sheds that love abroad in our hearts, Lord. Thank you for that. Lord, let us be a people, truly, that has this praise in our mouth, God. No longer murmurers like the ones that don't know. Help us to put away the childish things, Lord God. God, we've been called and you have given us the excellent things. God, the ornaments that you have laid upon these horses here today. Lord, we're running a Philadelphia company. Philippians, hallelujah. The winners of the race, praise God. That's what you have called us to. That is the message, praise God, that enables us. The message of grace and glory. The message of the glory of your grace. Pour forth, Lord. Pour it forth, Lord God. And let us not take our eyes off the mercy to praise you for it till you come. Our beautiful and wonderful Jesus. And I say by the grace of God, my soon coming bridegroom. Oh, hallelujah. We'll meet you in the air. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Hallelujah.